This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
A look at the dairy markets today on our Producer Tuesday, sponsored by the Professional Dairy Producers. On a recent PDP Dairy Signal, Leonard Polzing, Dairy Markets and Policy Outreach Specialist at UW Extension, gives his outlook.
Right now, kind of the big thing in dairy in general is this balancing act. We're just kind of treading water, waiting for information, waiting for news, seeing what's going to happen. One of the headlines was $4 corn, followed by if there's no weather event. So everything's kind of like some level of status quo where the market is waiting for information, waiting for things to change before any kind of movement happens. That seems to be the case across the board right now. Obviously, that changes day to day, but especially for on the dairy side, I'd say this first quarter of the year, you know, we've really been waiting for the story to unfold and have a good reason for prices to change. Milk production declined 1% from last year. In order for us to have what we consider a good year on the producer level for milk prices, we need to have a 2% or more decrease or change in milk production year over year. Right now, we're seeing this divergence in prices, not only between class three and class four, but then also in so many other things across the dairy industry that I think are playing out in the numbers that producers are aware of that do make, you know, operating just even more increasingly difficult than it already has been historically. And I think that these are all very good questions to ask. And I know that we're very intimately aware of them, even if we don't have perfect solutions. But, you know, it does definitely throw a wrench in a lot of the decision making and a lot of your risk management, things like this. The big thing with that, I would say, is personally right now, based on the data and information I have, is I don't see that this trend of divergence. Now, I don't mean spread between price. I mean individualized marketplaces within the dairy industry and segment. I don't think that trend is going to change. I think that there's enough individual fundamental economics happening within this broader scope now that I think it's going to be difficult to see that it's going to go back to the way that it once was. Economists somewhat are kind of charged with being a little bit doom and gloom. I hope that I'm not all that, but I do think there is a relevant story to be told as to why there's significant, at least relevant price pressure out there at the moment that might keep some of these large price swings to the upside that, you know, we've seen in previous years that were kind of a nice breath of fresh air at bay for a bit. So maybe the good news is that if we do see some of these market forces return, and if we don't have the cow numbers to make that rapid response, maybe we'd see some margin for a bit again. But I wouldn't bet the entire operation on that, right? If it happens, I think that's a terrific thing. But I think if we can squeak out some margin and make it in the meantime, that's always a good thing.
In comments from Leonard Polzing, Dairy Markets and Policy Outreach Specialist at UW Extension, on a recent PDP Dairy Signal that you can hear in its entirety for free simply by going to pdpw.org. Our thanks to the Professional Dairy Producers for today's sponsorship of Producer Tuesday.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It is perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you are already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.
Funding availability recently announced by the USDA for proposed projects constructing both on-farm and off-farm labor housing.
We are seeking to address a need that we've heard from across the country related to more farm labor and stable, affordable, suitable housing for that workforce.
That's Undersecretary for Rural Development Basil Gooden, who says the investment just shy of $50 million.
When we talk about the farm labor workforce, it's individuals that are either currently involved in agriculture or farm labor or retired from farm labor, given some restrictions, or disabled from farm labor and their families.
Funding applicants have until July 3rd to apply for the off-farm funding housing program. And on-farm applications are an ongoing basis, with more info at rd.usda.gov. What is airflow modeling software? Well, it's a new program that Dr. Ryan Leiderman has purchased, and it does some pretty cool things, literally. We'll hear from Dr. Leiderman on our Ask the Vet segment tomorrow. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.